In January 2006, in New York, the patient of a well-known psychiatrist drew the face of a man that has been repeatedly appearing in her dreams. In more than one occasion, that man has given her advice on her private life. The woman swears she has never met the man in her life. Who is this man? Have you ever dreamed this man? Tonight, we bring you the case of this man. Da-na-na!
Welcome to a deep, dark, dank, moist, little chilly basement.
It's getting a little colder.
A little colder. But bro, this is weird as shit. Like, there's nothing to this. There's a website. There's several... God almighty, what was that? There's a website called thisman.org, so it is an organization. And it's got the history, the theories, and some pictures of this guy. Drawings, but I personally have never dreamed this man. Have you dreamed this man?
No, I've never dreamed
this man. What is this about, though? Like, what the...
I don't know. The website states that the portrait the lady drew actually stayed on his desk, or the psychiatrist's desk, for a few days until another patient recognized it and said that that man had visited him in his dreams. This man also claimed he had never seen that man in his waking life. So the psychiatrist decides to send the picture to some of his colleagues, and within a few months, four patients recognized the man as a frequent presence in their dreams. And all of the patients refer to him as this man.
Yeah, and according to the website, there have been over 2,000 people come forward claiming to have seen this man.
And we're not talking about a small area either.
Yeah, all over the world.
Los Angeles, Sao Paulo, Tehran, Berlin, Beijing, Barcelona, Stockholm, Paris, Rome, New Delhi, Moscow, and the list goes on.
I mean,
I don't know. And he's got caterpillar eyebrows, but that's about it.
That's it. Nothing else really. He's got real thick eyebrows, very plain face, very normal looking guy. But people are swearing to see this man. What could this be? Well, the website itself has several theories.
Yeah, it does.
The first one is the archetype theory. It said that this man is an archetypical image belonging to the collective unconscious that can surface in times of hardship, emotional development, dramatic changes in our lives, stressful circumstances, etc. He can manifest in during particularly sensitive subjects or needing to be dealt with. There's also the religious theory that says this man is the image of the Creator, that is to say, one of the forms in which God manifests himself today. This is the reason why his indicators and the words he utters during the dream should be decidedly followed by the dreamers.
There is the dream surfer theory, and it is the most interesting theory according to the website, and it has the greatest implications, but it also has the lowest scientific credibility. According to this theory, this man is a real person who can enter people's dreams by means of specific psychological skills. Some people believe in real life this man looks like the man in the dreams, while others think that this man completely looks different in his real life. Some people seem to believe that behind this man there is a mental condition developed by a major corporation. Then we get into the fourth theory, which is called the dream imitation theory. And this is a scientific psychosociological theory, which claims that this phenomenon has arisen casually and has progressively developed by imitation. Basically, when people are exposed to this phenomenon, they become so deeply impressed that they start seeing this man. And then the last theory is the daytime recognition theory. And this states that the apparitions of this man are purely casual. And they state that normally we do not remember precisely the faces we see in our dreams. The image of this man would thus be an instrument which, in the subject's waking life, facilitates recognition of an undefined onirical image. And the Facebook page that goes along with thisman.org have several people from all over the world stating what their dreams consist of. So this is a very, very deep dive if you wanted to get in there.
Yeah, there's not much information about this except for the reports of the dreams. So we're not going to bore you with a bunch of them, but just an example I'm looking at right now. It says, I didn't know this man. This is from Peru. So I didn't know this man, and I had a nightmare in which he only appeared at the end and said, you need to help me. Wake up. Like, oof.
Yeah. Another one states, I fell in love with him from the very first time I saw him in my dream. Even though if I think about it, I must admit, he's really ugly. And yet, each and every time, he sweeps me off my feet with his romantic gestures and sweet words. Hmm. He buys me flowers, jewelry, and he takes me out to dinner or to the beach to watch the sunset.
Dang.
He's this man knows Rico Suave.
This man knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Oh, God almighty. What? Oh, my God. This is the best one yet.
All right.
I have never had homosexual relationships or even fantasies, but I dream about having sex with this man all the time. I must admit, he has a lot of imagination, and he pleases me. Sometimes when I wake up, I discover I have had a nocturnal emission.
Never had one of those.
Me either. If I dream about this man, I'm calling you.
Dude, I hope not. I don't particularly care for dreaming. I don't like it. And because I can't control it. People are like, oh, you get lucid dreams and you can control your life. I'm like, no, I can't. Like, I always get the dreams where you're just trying to get in a fight and you try to throw a punch. It's like moves in slow motion.
Yeah.
But the other person's able to, you know, just literally beat the bricks off of you.
Yeah. One of the other ones is, I've seen this man in three completely different dreams. He was slightly different from the picture, but I recognized him immediately. He appeared suddenly and disappeared in the same manner. His message in all three of my dreams was, quote, it's all over. That was repeated three times in each dream. The differences in the picture and the man in my dreams are, his hair was a little longer. His eyebrows were not as bushy. Other than that, he is identical. I had no fear of him, but I have many questions. So again, there is the website thisman.org, and then they have a link on there to an older website called thisman.org/oldsite. And it is basically the same thing. It's just an older version. So yes, this is quite the odd situation. There have been people that actually make flyers and stick it on things, and the one that they show here is in Morocco and Brazil. They have put up flyers with his picture on there. Have you seen this man? Flyers also appear in Poland and in South Korea. So yeah, it's a little odd. There's three pages of weird pictures. Here's a little nugget. This man appeared in the X-Files series, second episode of season 11.
I never watched that show. You'd think I would. I've never seen. I have not seen a single episode. Not one.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. A lot, according to my various psychiatrists.
Well, according to this, in that episode, there is a picture on the table close to a couch where Mulder and Scully are sleeping while a concert of Ramones runs. In the picture, there are the lone gunman with an extra face. It's this man popping up. In that episode, it says that this man could be the key to decrypting the whole 11th season of X-Files.
Ooh.
Very, very odd. And it appears that this man pops up in several other episodes. There's a picture of Mulder, and his face is in the background. So, yeah. If you want to look into it, there is a video, a Norwegian video about this man. There is the episodes we just referenced in X-Files, and he actually pops up on Netflix. It is in a South Korean science fiction film called Lucid Dream at the 9-minute, 28-second mark. So check him out. Let us know if you've ever seen this man. We will post pictures and a link to the website. Another short episode, but again, that's why we call them micro brews. So let us know what you think. You got anything else about this man?
Yeah, just go look at him. I mean, it's a face you'll remember.
Yeah. And if you do, hey, leave us a comment and say, yeah, let us know what's going on.
Keep an eye out in your dreams. You never know.
You never know. Well, guess what, boys?
That's all I got.
Yep. Deuces.